This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter LaBarbera. He is the head of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. He is very upset about the way the president proclaimed Father's Day just yesterday. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, in this proclamation, the president says, quote, "Nurturing families come in many forms, and children may be raised by a father and mother, a single father, two fathers, a stepfather, a grandfather, or caring guardian." Obviously, it's that phrase there, that part of the list of two fathers that caught your attention. What is the significance of the president including that in his statement?
Well, he's dumbing fatherhood down is what he's doing, Greg. By including two fathers, he's pandering to the homosexual activists and implying that nurturing families, you know, a healthy family can be made that is led by two homosexual men. And we know that these situations are out there, but they do not need to be celebrated by the President of the United States, of all people.
And, of course, this comes during the same month that he recognizes the gay movement. I think this is the second year he's had this proclamation in the month of June. What influence does this sort of thing, this sort of action by the president have on this debate? Most proclamations go largely unobserved, but in this particular debate, what's the importance of this?
Well, I think it's the mainstreaming of homosexual parenting, and I think that's very bad for children. You know, children need a mom and a dad. All the social science supports the healthiest place to raise a family is in a married household with a mom and a dad. Homosexual parenting, what that does is it intentionally removes either the mother or the father. And so the child, through no choice of his own, is now living in a home which is either motherless or fatherless by design. With homosexual men, the problem is exacerbated even worse because we know that there is incredible promiscuity within the gay male culture. And professors even talk about this. Academics have studied this in the culture, and they've seen that, you know, I quote them in my press release, where it's sort of normalized that there is outside sex in a supposed couple relationship of two men.
Let's talk about some of the key points in this debate here, Peter. First of all, what is a child getting or what is a child missing by having two parents of the same gender as opposed to one of each?
Well, there's that that complementary nature of marriage. You know, everybody knows that you go to the mom for one thing and the father for another. In fact, I have five kids myself, and I notice that every time the child gets hurt or gets an owie when they're little kids, who would they go to? They wouldn't come to me. They'd run to their mother. And that's just the mother is perhaps more nurturing, and that's, you know, there have been, you know, that's one of the roles, and there's differences. And so by eliminating the mother in a household with two homosexual so-called fathers, as Obama says, or in a lesbian household, you have no father, you are damaging the child because the child gets something from each sex in the parent.
We're talking with Peter LaBarbera. He's president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. And Peter, a lot of mention was made, certainly in the gay lobbying organizations in the last couple of weeks, about this study that showed that kids raised by lesbians in particular were either more well-mannered or better adjusted than kids in any other scenario. Did you see that study, and what did you make of it?
I did not read that study. I heard about it, but it's, of course, ridiculous. And what we're seeing is a calculated effort now to say not only are homosexual-led households equal, but they're superior. In other words, who needs a mom or who needs a dad when you've got these these examples here? And a lot of these studies are done by homosexual activists. We see situations where they will compare, a well-off lesbian-led household compared to a single mom. And we see a lot of distortions, but the media promotes this because this is what the liberal media wants to promote. The actual truth is that homosexual parenting can lead to, for example, the child is more prone to experiment with homosexuality. Most parents do not want their child to experiment with homosexuality, but even the pro-gay studies show that gay-led households have more sexual experimentation in the child.
And in terms of the larger agenda here, we talked about these two declarations to some extent, but in terms of the larger Obama agenda, we know there's this push, of course, to repeal the ban on homosexuals openly serving in the military. What else do you see coming down the pike, if anything, on this particular agenda?
Well, yes, the effort to repeal homosexuals in the military is very important, as is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, commonly known as ENDA, which is a bill that would federalize employment discrimination law. This is extremely dangerous because in its guaranteed, in its criteria, it includes transgenders, that is, people who believe they're born into the wrong sex, as it were, a man who thinks he should be a woman. They're talking about creating rights based on gender confusion, which is going to really hamstring employers who are going to be worried about getting hit by a lawsuit from somebody who is gender confused.
And last question before we let you go, what do you see the role of this issue being on the midterm elections? We see a lot of talk right now about keep the focus on what happened with healthcare, keep the focus on jobs and all these other bread and butter issues that are obviously very important. The implication, though, being that social issues should kind of be on the back burner. What do you make of that?
Well, social issues, first of all, are tied to economic issues. But secondly, it shows our nation is founded on a Judeo-Christian ethic. And when Obama thinks that ethic, when he destroys that social fabric, it has an impact. And so I hope that the Tea Party folks and conservatives do count on focusing on life and the homosexual agenda, because these issues have an incredible effect, and they also affect our children, who are being taught to embrace homosexuality as normal in schools. And that's something that I think many Americans care deeply about.
Peter, where can folks learn more about your work?
Yes, our website is Americans for Truth, all written out, AmericansForTruth.com.
Peter, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity.
Peter LaBarbera is president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.